Welcome back to Sarin's Podcast. This is Anji.
Sigure.
Welcome to 363rd episode.
360? 362話.
Sanna.
Sanwa.
Sanna.
Okay.
Yoroshiku ya de.
Sorry.
We're really sorry with the delay of the episode first. We apologize. We've been, I know it's going to sound like an excuse, but we've been packed.
Sorry, 遅くなりました。ごめんなさい。遅くなりました。大変申し訳ございません。But
let's get on with our topic, which is phrase introduction.
Yes.
はい、今日もフレーズをね紹介していきたいと思います。早速いきますが、今日のフレーズはこちら。
はい。
From scratch.
From scratch.
From scratch.
From scratch.
From what?
フロムは何からやね。
スクラッチは
スクラッチって
スクラッ
チ。ひっかくみたいな。
Yeah, exactly.
ね、スクラッチってあるよね。
はい、そうです。なんですけれども、意味知ってますか？
意味わかんないですね。フロムスクラッチ。
これね、ちょっとね、もうね、当ててもらうのももうね、無理やと思うわ。
Okay.
今日は言っていい
？Okay, okay.
Can I say it?
Yeah.
Sorry. So it means I'll just explain this part in Japanese.、It means to 既成のものを何一つ使わずに一番初めから行う。つまりゼロから始めるという意味になります。
From scratch?
Yes.
Okay.
Yay.
From beginning みたいな。
Yeah, sort of.
Sort of,、
but it, yeah, but yeah, yeah, something、
okay.
similar.
From scratch.
So this term, I'll get into the background, and this term is originated in an old English to mean done by oneself from the beginning. And in sports such as foot racing, golf, and boxing, in a scratch was made on the ground to mark the beginning, boundaries, or finish line for the event. That sounded difficult, but it's not actually.
なるほどね。だから、その始めるときに、ゴールを示すときに地面に傷つける。
Because you would scratch a mark that, like, さ、you know, with like a white, あれ何使ってんだろうね。
石灰みたいな。
It looks like a chalk, right? It's like a chalk. It looks like white chalk, but you know, you would mark, you would scratch a mark, right?
こうピーって引くと。
Yeah, on the track or something.
はい。確かにそっからスタートするもんね。その競技っていうのはゴールを示してから。っていう意味から、最初から自分で行うって意味が生まれたんや。
らしい。Which I didn't know.
俺も知らないですね。
Until I actually got into, you know, the research of this word. Like, I just knew that it means, you know, to start from zero. You know, just as, you know, beginnings from zero, beginning something from...
すげえな。
だけど、I didn't know that it comes from a sports background.
そうだよね。
That's really interesting, isn't it? It's weird.
スクラッチから行くんだ。まあ、線を引くやから、from lineとか、その、from whiteとかなんか。いい女いいよあるけど、from scratch っていうこう傷をつけるから
行くっていうのはね。確かにモーションからね。
すごい。
from the ね、アクションから。So, for example, I'll give you a example sentence. 例えば、I decided to make spaghetti sauce from scratch using fresh tomatoes, herbs, and spices.
まあスパイスとかトマトとか使って、トマトソースか。とか作って最初もうゼロからスパゲッティ作ったの。
はい。スパゲッティソースをゼロから作りました。
いいね。カレーとかみんな行きがちやけど最初から作る系って、
はい、
なぜか。
はい。
スパゲッティ行くっていうのは
そこ、
はい、差別化ですね。
Topic? Okay. other than that, for example, he built his business from scratch.
おー。終わりですか。もうゼロから作ったと。
Built his business,
ね。ビジネスを立ち上げたと。
Yes. はい。とかになりますね。
なるほど。
So it's easy, right?
使い方は基本的に最後につける形やな。
So it's basically he or, you know, like I or somebody decided to do something from scratch.
From scratch.
っていうのが定型文。定型文じゃないか。You know, that's like the base.
なるほどね。俺使おう。ビジネス用語っぽく。
でもなんか、no, it sounds cool, right?
あ、でも、スクラッチから作ったってなんかよく聞くかも、ビジネスで。
Really?
なんかたまに。俺スクラッチから作ったって。なんか聞いたことあるかも。皆さん、ちょっとビジネスに詳しい方、教えてください。
Yep. Obviously, we can use this in business term as well, but there are like specific situations that I would recommend you using it. Which is, it's already like a casual expression that's commonly used in everyday conversation and informal writing.
Informal, ne? じゃあ、カジュアルだよね。
そう。基本的にはカジュアルで、一応、well, it can be used in formal context, when appropriate. So, maybe if it's like a, you know, if you're just like checking in casually with your boss, that might be okay. If it's like a small casual meeting, it's okay. But if it's like a really serious official big meeting or something, it's not, you know, you shouldn't use it.
なるほど。小さいこう、まあ、距離の近いビジネスの人とのものだったら、まあ、使うこともあるけど、まあ、重要な時とかは、あんま使う方がいいと、いうことやな。
Yep. And anyone can use it all around the world.
なるほどね。
And gender doesn't matter or anything.
めっちゃ使いやすい。男女関係なく、でそして全英語圏、アメリカンスラング等でもないと。
Yes, sir.
Okay, okay.
Yes, sir, yes, sir.
じゃあこれ、でもさっき俺ちょっと言ったけど、from the beginning って、なんか始めからみたいな。英語あるんやけど、from the beginning と from scratch はこれどう違うんこれは。
So the difference is, if I put it into like one word, the from scratch means, you know, あの、ゼロからって日本語でも言ったけど、it's like literally from zero.
Okay,
but like when you say from the beginning, it's more referring to maybe like a past project that's already been started, and you're talking about the process, or you know, you're talking about the past events or something like that. So, for example, it's better if you would understand it through like sentences, isn't it?
Okay.
So, for example, when you say he built his business from the beginning, これは彼はこのビジネスを最初から作ったようになるじゃん。
Yes. Yes.
But この場合は一応彼がビジネスを始めた時点から成功までのプロセスを含んでいる可能性があるんだけど、すでに資源とか経験とか、例えばあの人脈を持ってて、それを活用してビジネス作った印象になる。
Oh, hi, hi. From the beginning.
Yeah, so maybe like the idea is from somebody else. Like he got it from someone else.
本当に最初からではないってことね。ゼロからではない。ただ今何かしらあった前提かもしれないけど、始めたのは。
He did start it though.
スタートした。
He did start it, but maybe the business idea wasn't his, or or maybe he was like one of the member, one of the starting up members とかね。
なるほど。Okay.
Yeah, so it's not like he has done it.Like purely from scratch, from zero base, sort of. But then when you say he built his business from scratch, it literally means that he had nothing.
Nothing.
No money, no background, nobody, alone.
全くないってことか。
全くない。So he had to do it on his own idea, his own effort, and he had to build up his career or business.
なるほど。本当に何もない状態の最初からやってるのが、その強、なんかその強、それを強調してるのが from scratch。
そう、だから極端な話、he built his business from the beginning だったら、例えばこう、ね、会社を立ち上げるのにめちゃくちゃ資金を、前者はめっちゃ持ってた可能性があるよね。
確かにね、もうもらって
ね。で、後者はあまりない。
なるほど。はいはい、
分かりやすい例を挙げると
最初からであるあるが本当のゼロではないってことやな。そう、 From the beginning っていう
のはもう何かこう、何かすでに持ってる状態。
もう理解できました。
イエーイ。
Thank you so much.
You know, guys, it's so hard to convince Seike. Do you guys know?
Convince Seike.
It's so hard to explain and convince Seike, you know. But that's...
smooth でしたね。
Yes, okay, thank you very much. I'm really quite grateful for that.This is why, you know, it's easier to deliver it to you guys, you know, because he can get it through for me and he can make it easier for you guys.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you to that again. But that will be it for today. Today was from scratch. たくさん使えるシーンいっぱいあるので、使っていってください。All right. That will be it for today. I hope you learned something new and we'll see you in our next episode. Bye.
Bye.